Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks are ready to work as they hit the ice up here in the True North for a Central Division showdown with Winnipeg. And with a new captain and head coach, the Jets will be a tough go for the Young Hawks, who seek their second road win and second win in a row. John Whiteman along with Kaylee Chelios.
Both the Hawks and Jets have played a lot of overtime games, some tight matches, and I think it's kind of an evenly matched game. I'm eager to see how each team will start.
The Jets come into the Hawks zone, led by Dillon down the left wing, walks into the goal, and fires! And Soderblom made a really nice scrambling save as he was down on his belly and spread his pads and kicked that out with, I believe, his left pad. Scheifele, left wing circle. Down to Dubois on the side of the net, back to Scheifele, left circle of the high slot. Morrissey with a drive, he scores! It's a power play goal for Josh Morrissey, who comes into the game leading the Jets in scoring. That's his first goal of the season, first on the power play. The goal at 10:04 of the second period gives the Jets a 1-0 lead.
That second line for the Hawks of Taze, Radish, and Kurish have really started to get some touches and some confidence on the rush. And the fourth line for me, too, was very consistent in just trying to swing momentum back in the Hawks' favor. So the more time they spent in the offensive zone, the better. And they did that a lot more in the second half of the first period compared to the first.
Another headline to break for Blackhawk fans. Dylan Wells is going to make his NHL debut right now. He's down below us in goal for the Blackhawks. So he takes over for Arvid Soderblom.
Luke Richardson is sending a message right now. I don't think he liked the effort from the Hawks after allowing that shorthanded goal. Hey, we got to work harder and no time to do it than when you have a new goaltender in net.
Scheifele reclaims the puck in the right wing corner, put it in front of the net. Regula swept it out of there, but Morrissey took it away the high slot, fires. Kick save made by Dylan Wells. He got the right pad down in the butterfly position, knocking it away. I like the thinking. It's going to give the kid a chance. He's never played in the NHL except for, as you mentioned, the exhibition game with the Oilers against the Jets. And so let's see what he does here. Morrissey now on the right point, moving it down into the right circle, fed it in front, and a point blank shot by Appleton is turned out of there by Wells with a nice save.
Smart play of the game. I'll give it to Luke Richardson for putting Dylan Wells in, making his NHL debut.
Blake Wheeler in over the Hawk line, right point, dropping it off to Dubois, and a hard wrist shot turned out of there by Wells. Follow-up shot by Dubois, missed the net. The puck topples out in the center ice. Scheifele's got it in over the Hawk line, fed it through to Connor down the slot. He shoots it. Wells went down with a butterfly save, turning it wide.
Jake McCabe handed Dylan Wells a puck after the game for his NHL debut. He stopped 12 of 13 shots. No matter who's in net for the Blackhawks so far this year has been making an impact, and that even goes for Dylan Wells, the new guy today.
I like the move by Richardson. Give the young 24-year-old goaltender who's played some games in the Coast, he's been in the American Hockey League system, a chance at his first NHL game, especially with the way things were going.